Everett, there's two things I wanted to raise with you. First, we're being asked about some statement you made in speech that any peace thing would be politics before the election or something like that. I'm going to dodge out of it, but I got out of this race to get out of politics and get in peace, and I'm going to get peace any day I can if it's right up to the night of the election, because I got a lot of boys out there and I won't stop killing them when I can.
Yeah. 25 reporters there in Chicago.
Yeah.
At the lawyer's breakfast.
Yeah.
The goddamn UPI reporters. So you think it's a gimmick? I said, I didn't say anything of the kind. And I'm not going to say anything till I find out what the story is.
All right. Well,
so you think it's a gimmick? I said, you put words in my mouth, mister, and don't do it. But damn it, if they didn't go ahead and write that anyway, and we just caught it downstate here.
Well, all of them are calling us and want to know what our response, and I just told them that we're not going to have any. We're not going to get in a fight with you. Now, the second thing is we must not mention the DMZ and the shelling of the cities, because if they think that this is reciprocity, their yellow oriental face, they've got to save it.
Yeah.
Now, what we're doing there, when and if we ever do get a peace, we're going to say to them that we will stop the bombing. But we want you to know that if you shell the cities, it starts it immediately. We want you to know if you abuse the DMZ, it starts it automatically.
Yeah.
Now, they can refuse to do something better than they can agree to it. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
So don't spell out those things unless you have to. Now, the main position is, I think we've got to take, is that the president has taken the position that he would not stop the bombing as long as it endangered American men. Therefore, you do not see how any man could want to stop killing the enemy only to start killing our own men.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to stand. And when and if they ever come under, why, the first ones to know it will be you and Mansfield and the candidates, and I'll tell them all. But they have not agreed to anything like this, but we don't have to point out what they've got to agree to, because if we do, they never will agree to anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.